Wings of Chaos. This is the second part of Chapter 15. The first part was released last week as it was broken into two parts. This is Chapter 15, Part 2. Follow the daylight. They approached the broken outer wall of the castle and looked out across the rolling hills and fields behind them, and the small dot of the roadside hostel in the morning light. Ozarin gave Shale a flask of holy oil and told her to use it against undead, but only if there was no other choice. "It's rare and expensive, so use it wisely," he advised. As they stepped into the outer walls of Dragonspear Castle, Shale closed her eyes and passed her mind's eye back through the castle and surrounding land, sensing the same as she had the night before. The place was eerily quiet, and they all snuck through dead vegetation and took in the various broken carts and abandoned spears and splintered armor. Reverence dug his hands into the stone and began to climb the outer wall, then ran along it to quietly scout the other side. There were two smaller separate buildings that remained mostly intact, both with closed but rotting wooden doors. One was left of the gate and the other to the right. The main castle had small steps leading up to the barred iron door. The castle was in a hexagonal structure, with covered windows and a few spots in the roof where the stonework had caved in. Philip put a hand on Keelan's armored shoulder. "I'm going to cast a spell on you," he said quietly. "It will give you more stamina. Hopefully you won't need it, but it can't hurt." Keelan nodded appreciatively. He was by far their strongest fighter, but his armor and shield were heavy and slowed the man down. Whisper, noticing their conversation, also stepped up to Keelan and put a hand on his other shoulder, and his armor began to glow with a soft orange light. "Now you target," he said, and walked toward one of the low buildings to inspect it. Philip shook his head disbelievingly at the tabaxi. "Can you believe that?" Keelan looked annoyed, then sighed. "I think he means well, somehow." Whisper sent his fey owl shooting from his paw and into the air, and the owl flapped up and soared overhead to follow Reverence around the top of the wall. They waited for Reverence to return, and he told them in a strained voice as he dropped down lightly from the wall. "There's a pit of bodies on the other side of the castle, and some of the bodies look to be only a month old."
"That's our first sign," Philip warned.
Whisper returned from his owl's eyes and nodded his agreement.
"Dead bodies, not good," he said, then sent out his owl again, and his eyes glazed over as he watched through the owls.
"I'll keep an eye on him," Reverence said to Ozarin, and the warlock gestured for them to continue their search. Ozarin, Keelan, Shale, and Philip walked carefully to the building on the left and checked the door for traps. Trigger followed closely at Shale's heel, looking agitated. She patted him on the head comfortingly as Keelan broke the door handle and pushed it open. They entered, weapons ready, and Keelan's glowing armor illuminated an old temple room, with a slab of stone and shrine against the far wall. They approached the shrine, Keelan leading the pack with his usual religious zeal, and they could see the stone on the shrine had been chipped away. Atop the slab sat a small silver statue depicting a raven, which was deliberately placed over a scrap of parchment with some writing on it. Keelan went to grab the statue, but Ozarin quickly put a hand on him.
"Wait," he hissed. "It could be a trap."
Philip began inspecting the area, then shook his head.
"I don't see any traps."
Then the druid reached over and pulled out the parchment, and after eyeing it for a moment, he read aloud, his words echoing against the dark stone walls.
"Warning to all would-be heroes. Do not enter this castle, do not even try, for within its walls are many creatures to fear. Dragonspear Castle is controlled by powerful undead creatures and terrible drakes. I have lost two of my companions, and I myself barely escaped. I leave this offering in hopes that their souls may be guided safely to the Astral Sea. You have been warned. Signed, Silen Estriel."
"There's something on the other side," Shale whispered, and Philip flipped the page over and read.
"P.S. It seems some ritual has gone terribly wrong. I must learn more of this."
Philip looked up at them, exasperated.
"Okay, there's our second sign. We should not go into this castle."
"We can handle it," Keelan said confidently.
"We don't know that," Philip insisted. "These mercenaries could have been 10 times stronger than us. We have no idea."
"Let's just check it out," the paladin said, We don't have to fight anything. Shale had to agree with Keelan. They had to at least see what was going on in this castle, even if they didn't engage in a fight.
This is a terrible, terrible idea, Philip said again, but they all started when they heard a loud, booming voice echo across the yard.
Ozern grabbed the familiar silver raven and shoved it into his pack. Whisper turned and headed to the short building on their right and knocked on the door before Reverence knew what the tabaxi was doing. Luckily, there was no response, and with some effort, he slammed his shoulder into the door and threw it open. A wave of freezing air issued out of the open door, a sudden chill touching their very souls. Inside were the remnants of an old armory.
Whisper, I don't like this, Reverence was starting to say.
Suddenly, a loud, ethereal voice spilled from the room, and a shimmering blue figure wavered and appeared, approaching them on drifting feet.
Who disturbs my slumber?
Oh, shit,
Philip said as they all ran out to see Reverence and Whisper standing by the open door of the other building, a tall, fully armored, ghostly figure of a man drifting toward them, with outstretched hands. The ghost's mouth stretched inhumanely far as he screamed. The sound felt like daggers in their ears. Reverence slammed a foot into the ground, and a rolling sound of thunder rumbled through the earth. In the distance, there were screeches and the flap of wings from above. They all turned to see a group of flying, humanoid figures approaching, their long claws and razor-sharp teeth gnashing as they flashed nearer. Two of them held wooden clubs. They opened their mouths, and a beautiful, harmonious song began, beautifully juxtaposing their abominate physicality. Trigger yipped and grabbed Shale's boot in his teeth, trying to drag her back. Shale and Keelan stared at the harpies with open mouths, walking slowly toward them as the music filled them. Shale's eyes clouded over, and she saw the harpies for what they were. Beautiful men and women with white and gray feathery wings, naked and surreal. Their song warmed her completely, and all her fears faded, as she felt the overwhelming desire to go nearer to them.
What have I been fighting for all this time?
She wondered. The ghost behind them forgotten.
Damn it, Ozarin shouted. They've affected the humans. Kill them before they kill Shale and Keelan.
Whisper formed an orb of energy and shot it at the harpies, but they swerved around it. Ozarin shot green blasts of eldritch energy at them, and they avoided those too. Reverence ran for the wall and started to climb. Philip turned as the ghost reached for him, narrowly missing its cold hand from passing right through him.
You are doomed,
the ghost screamed. Philip turned and ran after Shale and Keelan. The druid shot a sling at the harpies, and the stone smacked into the one leading the song. It stopped singing at once and turned its angry gaze to the druid, screeching and dropping the rest of the way to the ground to land in front of Shale and Keelan. Shale shook herself as the song halted momentarily, suddenly realizing that four harpies were landing to surround her and Keelan. At that moment, Reverence leapt from the stone wall and punched an air fist at one of the harpies, knocking her to her knees. Keelan, who had seemingly also broken out of the spell, raised his shield as one of the harpies slashed at him. Another held a club and took a swing at Shale, but she ducked out of its reach and drew both swords. They could hear Ozarin and Whisper fighting the ghost on the other side of the temple building. Shale hoped they knew how to fight ethereal creatures. Philip transformed into a grizzly and charged at the group of harpies, and Reverence fought them with his spear, trying to draw them out of their tight formation to give Shale and Keelan the space to move. Reverence kicked one of them over and pinned its wings to the ground with the spear, but another grabbed onto him from behind, and he stepped back as he tried to throw it off. There was a flurry of wings, clubs, and fangs. But Shale was too focused on her dodges and slashes to see much else of what was going on. She heard the grizzly tear into something, and there was a strangled sound. They heard an unearthly scream. The ghost. Keelan shared a glance with Shale for a moment, and she nodded, diving in for an attack against the harpy nearest him as he backed away and ran and disappeared behind the temple. Whisper and Ozarin needed the paladin. Ozarin twisted his greatsword and held it aloft defensively. It's time to put you to rest, he growled at the ghost, a line of blood dripping down his cheek where he'd been struck.
Leave here,
the ghost said in a rattling inhale. Then, the ethereal figure dove and tried to grab Ozarin's sword. He barely stepped aside and felt ice enter his body as the ghost thrust his other hand into the warlock's chest and curled his translucent fingers around his beating heart.
I said leave,
the ghost said again, clenching his hand tighter. Ozarin couldn't move or breathe. The cold hand touched every part of him, and the edges of his vision began to blacken. There was a blast of heat, and the ghost shrieked and released Ozarin,
who stumbled back, gasping and holding his chest. Whisper slammed a sphere of flames through the ghost, trying to push it away. Keelan appeared around the corner and charged, his longsword crackling with white energy as he slashed his sword through the misty figure. The ghost screamed and exploded in a radiant light of tattered ethereal segments. "Thanks," Ozarin managed to say as Keelan grabbed his arm and helped him straighten. "Radiant light," the paladin said as way of explanation. There was another screech. The harpies were still alive. "Come on," Keelan said, and they charged back to the rest of their companions. Only two of the four harpies remained. Ozarin hit one with his Eldritch Blast and seared through its flesh, and Shale swished her two blades up and severed head from body, dropping the harpy. Reverence kicked the last one and Philip tore into it with his bear claws, Trigger running in and helping him finish it. Very suddenly, the area within the castle walls returned to its eerie quietness as the last harpy shuddered to silence. "Can we all agree we should leave now?" Philip asked them angrily, transforming back into his half-elf shape, his colorful robe swirling about him. Shale reached into her pack and fished out a few good berries, handing them out to her companions. "That wasn't so bad," Reverend said casually, popping a good berry into his mouth and chewing. The monk was covered in cut marks, and bruises were already starting to form. "We found a note," Shale explained to Reverence in whisper, "in the temple." "Yes," Philip pulled it out of his pocket and waved it in front of them, "and it has very clear instructions for us not to go into the castle." Then he muttered, "The one time I'm being the reasonable one." Shale closed her eyes and passed her primordial sight through the castle walls. "I still feel at least 5 undead inside," she said. "We can't turn back while they remain," Keelan said firmly. Philip threw up his hands, but it seemed everyone else had made up their minds. They would enter the castle. Keelan entered through the side door first, after carefully pushing it open. Inside, there were stone walls decorated with tattered tapestries that were too faded to read. Atop the ledges of the walls were gargoyle statues staring down, barbed tongues and clawed hands stretching over the edges. A few skeletons lay scattered inside amongst fallen stone. Bits of morning light streamed into the great hall from the areas where the ceiling had fallen in. An old, long-forgotten fireplace with incredible stonework detail stood next to a fallen set of stairs leading to a second-level hallway. Carefully, they all followed Keelan through the doors, scanning the dusty hall for signs of movement. Reverend stepped lightly to the broken stairs and began climbing the jagged stone pieces to the second level, jumping from stone to stone where they were still intact. His foot hit a large block, and part of it began to crumble, smashing into the ground and scattering small stones in every direction. He paused and winced at the noise, looking back at them momentarily, then pulled himself up the rest of the way and began running along the upper hallway. Another few stones dropped and scattered. Silence. Then a group of loud, consecutive booming thumps echoed as the 6 gargoyles set into the walls suddenly came to life and dropped to the stone ground, turning their pupilless eyes to the 5 of them. Then there was a flurry of screeches and the thunderous sound of beating wings as hundreds of bats came pouring out of the walls where the gargoyles had been standing sentinel. The bats swarmed in a black tide and went flying for the ceiling and open door, escaping into the morning light. The gargoyles cracked, stone grinding on stone, and began to stand and bared their claws and flicked their tongues menacingly. "Well, this is exactly what I expected to happen," Philip said as he transformed into a bear and growled, then charged and bowled into the closest gargoyle. Ozarin summoned his greatsword and ran after the bear, the rest of them not far behind the charge. Shale started slashing at one with her swords, but the stone was strong and she was barely chipping at it, her blades glancing off and receiving pockmarks on the fine steel. As she fought, Trigger pounced and leapt back, his small teeth ineffective against the stone. She felt a stinging blow as another gargoyle came from behind and tore through her cloak and into her arm. "Watch out!" Reverence shouted from above, and there was another boom followed by several cracks as the monk slammed repeatedly into the upper hallway and sent the entire stone walkway crumbling down. Shale barely managed to roll out of the way as part of the hallway collapsed, a few ricocheting rocks scraping her as she and Trigger got back on their feet. The two gargoyles barely paused, reaching out of the stone and pulling themselves up, charging four-legged at Shale as she tried to step around the uneven floor, breathing hard. She was being backed against the wall. Wait. No, not the wall. It was the giant iron doors, the entrance to the castle. She can only get them open. One of the gargoyles pounced and she fell back as stone claws ripped into her. Shale quickly cast an old familiar spell, and a group of thick vines shot through the stone floor and wrapped themselves around the gargoyle atop her, dragging it back and tightening around it until it could barely move. Shale breathed in relief and stood, then started back to hacking at the restrained gargoyle. Reverence jumped down and began smashing into one of the gargoyles with his heavy mace, kicking aside dust as it burst apart. Ozrin and the grizzly had just finished off another stone gargoyle, and Keelan was leaving massive divots in a gargoyle with his longsword, but it kept coming at him. Whisper was slamming them with firebolts, which barely slowed them. They seemed to be resistant to nearly everything they tried. More bats funneled through the holes above, but instead of trying to escape into the light, these ones began to swirl around. They all paused, even the gargoyles looking up, as the black path of bats separated and a pale, hovering figure emerged through them, arms raised and black cloak billowing. The bats screeched and dispersed, and the flying figure said, "Rise." Here we go, Shale thought, feeling the undead stir and move. Two more pale figures flew down and landed in front of the hovering figure, hissing and bearing sharp teeth. Reverence was closest to them. The two people, a man and a woman, peered at him, hissed again, then ran for the monk. Reverence crouched and raised his mace in defense as the man began slashing at him with long claws, and the woman crept around him and tried to pull him down from the other side. The hovering figure dropped, and Ozrin sprang to attack. The gargoyles began to move again, snarling and biting. Philip took down another one with his bare claws, and it exploded into dust. Four gargoyles remained, but there were at least two more undead inside the castle that Shale could sense. They were surrounded by enemies. Shale had to get to that door and open it. "Use the daylight," she shouted to anyone who could hear her. The three undead were vampires, and if she knew anything about the blood-sucking creatures from the stories she'd heard, it was that they avoided daylight. Whisper shot the lead vampire with a firebolt and put his massive flaming sphere between them, obscuring the vampire's view as he grabbed the unconscious Ozrin and began dragging the warlock toward the door. Shale was slamming into the heavy door repeatedly, trying to open it and let the daylight in as her magic vines continued to drag a gargoyle into submission. There were patches of sunlight streaming through the broken ceiling, which the vampires were avoiding. Only a couple of gargoyles remained, but they were falling apart. The vampires were the bigger threat. "Run!" Whisper heard Shale shout as the door opened and light spilled inside. He continued to drag the unconscious warlock slowly across the uneven stone floor, Reverence dancing around him and warding off their attackers. Keelan started toward the door, and the vampires focused their attacks on Reverence, hissing and striking and slowing him dramatically. Whisper continued past the monk until Philip's bear form ran up to him and grabbed Ozrin's cloak in his teeth, and started dragging him the rest of the way to the door. Shale ran to aid him, and Whisper turned in time to see Reverence hit by the lead vampire and knocked down. The last two gargoyles came at Whisper, and he turned just in time, casting a shield over himself, causing their stone claws to glance off the shimmering field of magic. He rolled past the vampires, shooting them with firebolts, and grabbing Reverence by the horns and dragging him 5 feet into a patch of sunlight in the middle of the hall. They were too far from the main door for him to drag the tiefling all the way, and one of the vampires had moved to block the side door where they'd entered. Keelan, seeing the two of them were trapped, rushed back in with hands aflame and began shooting a stream of white and orange flames. The two gargoyles rushed after him, and he blocked one with his shield while the other tore into his bracer with stone teeth. Ozrin stumbled to his feet at the door as Shale's good berries took effect, then ran after Keelan and shot blasts of green light at the vampires. Whisper stood over Reverence's unconscious form as the three vampires surrounded them, but dared not step into the sunlight. The lead vampire caught his gaze, and Whisper felt a sudden strong urge to approach the vampire, to step out of the light. It was a seductive voice calling inside his head. But he hissed and he shook his head, and the feeling disappeared. "No," Whisper snarled, and the vampire snarled back. Shale started shooting arrows from the doorway, and Philip ran back in his bear form to tear apart the remaining gargoyles with Keelan's help. Ozrin blasted the female vampire with his eldritch power, but she seemed annoyed rather than injured. Whisper leaned down and took the healing potion from Reverence's robes, uncorking it with his teeth and pouring it down the unconscious tiefling's throat. Reverence gagged and opened his eyes, suddenly sitting up and looking around as he saw they were surrounded. Whisper helped him up, still staring down the vampires, and the lead one smiled menacingly. "Ready to dodge some vampires?" Reverence whispered to the wizard, who nodded and flicked his ears. "Follow, son," Whisper said. "Go," Reverence shouted, and Shale sent an arrow at the lead vampire, while Ozrin blasted the female again, and Keelan shot fire at the smaller male. Reverence grabbed Whisper's arm, and the two of them bolted for the front door, leaping over the barely intact figures of the stone gargoyles. Their companions backed away, continuing to fire until they were all standing in the sunlight by the massive iron doors. The vampires followed them to the stairs leading up to the door, then stopped and hissed, crouching low.
The lead vampire hovered a few feet from the ground and shouted, "Leave!" They watched as a cut on his hand healed over, and the other vampires seemed to be completely unscathed from the encounter. Reverence grabbed Keelan by his arm and dragged him back, and they all ran.
"We can't fight them!"
Whisper blasted the door with a final bolt of flames, and they sprinted back until they reached the broken outer gates, gasping and looking behind them to ensure no one had followed. Shale reached into her bag and gave them each a good berry. Keelan and Whisper both looked as though they were barely conscious.
"This isn't the dragon cult,"
Reverence breathed, hands on his knees while everyone else had nearly collapsed with exhaustion.
"We have bigger enemies to fight."
"Aye," Philip said, back to his druid form and breathing hard. "Couldn't agree more."
"I'd say we learned a valuable lesson," Shale started, "but
the lesson is that you should all listen to me from now on," Philip concluded, swearing and getting to his feet. "Let's get out of here before we do anything else stupid."
"I really thought we could fight them," Keelan said quietly, disappointed. With that, the group left Dragonspear Castle and the undead inside, feeling tired and defeated as they made the 2-hour trek back. Shale looked back, the itching feeling still pressing in the back of her mind and weighing her down. If she was too weak to kill a few vampires, how was she ever going to avenge her family? Again, the darkness crept through her.
Been listening to Wings of Chaos, written by Alexis Vienendahl and based on the D&D campaign Horde of the Dragon Queen. If you want to read more by me, click the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening.